Blog Talk Radio.
Now, I'm going to take you to Sunday morning, praise and worship, old school style. Can I get some help in the house? All right. Anybody remember these kind of songs? See, I got a few on this side that already picked it up. Play it again. Come on.
Louisville with praising the Lord. Woo! Hallelujah. Starting off a Friday afternoon with praising. Lord, he done so much for us. I got excited over here with this broadcast. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. It's a blessing. Welcome to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Our founder and host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I'm sitting in as Sister Ruby Larry today. A time of reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destinies without apology. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. You can find, read it out, King James Version, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. We air daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time with Minister Billy Burns, and early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time on Sunday. And receive fresh oil from God Almighty. The call-in number is 858-683-1334, and it's for all of the segments that broadcast on this Block Talk air. Please email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com or mail any prayer request or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook and Twitter at New Destiny 54. Listen online also at www.newdestinyministries.com to hear our archived messages. And we truly appreciate and are thankful for your tremendous support of these godly men and women that willingly share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you, and Evangelist Bernard and myself, that call in, and those that visit this broadcast by internet or in the chat room. And we say, we ask you to keep us up in prayer on this broadcast, that God's will be done. So we thank you for tuning in today, each and everybody, the chat room. We had quite a few on the chat room yesterday. Was just so excited all week long. The Lord is moving in his own time all around for his precious royal family of baptized believers. And with that, you know, we have Pastor Beatrice Martin that's coming on to bring the word of life today, the word. And she's Pastor Beatrice Martin has been on quite a few times, and she comes on every day most and listens to the broadcast and have input, awesome anointed input. And we just thank the Lord and our Savior for bringing such powerful and anointed godly men and women of God to bring forth and break this bread of life, the word on this earth for his people. And with no further ado, and she's from, let me see here, I had the church number. The church is Pastor Beatrice Martin, and she's from Restoration for Life number 2. And you can find her in Stockton, California, and she's in Stockton, California at this time where her church is located at. So we're so excited, and we're just so blessed because the Lord has sent such anointed men and women to bring forth the word of life here. And with no further ado, we're just going to open up the line, and the next voice you'll hear is Pastor Martin, and she's going to have the prayer, and then she's going to go into what God has given her. God bless you, Pastor Martin.
God bless everyone. Again, Agent Bernard and her asking to all the my brothers and sisters in Christ on the phone, my daughter, to my family, loved ones, to all those, the fivefold ministry. God bless you all on today. And I'm just kind of a blessing to even be here, to be able to be on the radio. I remember a time when I wasn't even thinking about the radio. I remember a time when I was out there in the world, but it was the anointing that destroyed the yoke. And today I am saved, sanctified, and filled with his Holy Ghost. And I thank him, and I give him all the glory and the honor and praise. Today we're talking about treasuring your anointing. You know, one thing I know, that if you treasure the anointing will treasure you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for your word that's going forth on today. You said man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Father, we ask that you would hide your word in our hearts so that we don't sin against you. Father, I ask that you would use me for your glory and honor. Let the flesh take a back seat. And Father, so your anointing can speak, so the spirit can hear what the church has to say unto the body. Father, because you said faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So we thank you for your very presence. We thank you for being on the air now. I come against every principality, every being on and forth in the airwaves in the name of Jesus. And I decree and I declare that no weapon formed against this radio station today shall prosper. And God, I give you the glory, the honor, and praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. As I was saying that, if you treasure the anointing will treasure you. Today, a lot of people treasure different things, but they don't treasure them back. But you can rest assured on, if you treasure your anointing, it will treasure you back. Amen. So, first of all, in order to treasure your anointing, we must know what the anointing is. Amen. The Greek term, chrisma, it means Christ, the anointed one in the Old Testament. The anointing is an impartation of the Holy Spirit to a person. Amen. That's why Jesus said in Isaiah 61, verse 1, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the good news. This is the anointing that he is talking about. As Christians, we're now indwelt by the Holy Spirit. We are joined to the anointed one, which is Christ. And in this, we share his anointing. Amen. So we know that the anointing is impartation of the Holy Spirit. And in 2 Corinthians 1, chapter 21, verse 21, Paul said, it is God who has made you and me for us unto a faithful Christian and has commissioned us for his service. So that lets you know that the anointing sets you apart for his service. And this is something to be treasured. The anointing is a commission set apart for the service in us through Christ Jesus. Amen. Why? Because he is the one that anointed us. Amen. God is the one that anoints. Man appoints, but God anoints. I want the anointing and not the appointing on my life. So I treasure this anointing because it is the anointing that has destroyed the yoke in my life. We know that Jesus was made manifested to destroy the yoke of the devil, to destroy it. And so that is the power that's in us. The anointing destroys the yoke. And we also know that this anointing that's in us, which is the Holy Spirit, is that it is our guarantee that we belong to him. It is our guarantee that we are sealed. It is our guarantee that we have ownership. It is our guarantee that we are brand, that we are marked. It is our guarantee that he's coming back to get us again. This is our treasure in knowing that the anointing has empowered us for a special path through the Holy Spirit. Amen. The anointing puts an ability on your disability. Whatever you can't do, Christ can do it. The anointing can do it. You can treasure the anointing. He really never said in Zechariah 4, verse 6, it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. It's not by your might. It's not by your power that you're still standing, that you're still here, that you're able to establish what you're establishing. It's not by your might and by your power. It's by my anointing, amen, says the Lord, but it's by my spirit. So we know that it's by God's spirit, and therefore we have to treasure this anointing, amen. We have to treasure the anointing because the anointing will teach you, amen. The anointing will teach you. The anointing will teach you all things. Not some things, but the anointing will teach you all things. Amen. In 1 John, verse 20, it says, but you have an anointing. It says, but you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. 21, I have not written it to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it is that no lie is of the truth. Verse 26, 1 John chapter 2, verse 26 says, these things I have written to you concerning those who try to deceive you, but the anointing which you have received from him abides you, and you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing that teaches you concerning all things, and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. Amen. So we know that the anointing teaches us all things. Yes, it is impossible for a believer to be deceived and through false teachers or through the Antichrist. But this anointing teaches us through all things. He gives us the truth. An alert system comes up. He lets us know, that's not true. Because the anointing that lives inside of us tells us what is true and what is false. And so we should treasure the anointing because it teaches us not some things, but all things. And then in it teaching us, in the Holy Spirit teaching us all things, we can mature in the things of God. That's why the anointing comes. It has a purpose. It comes to teach us. Amen. Our anointing is based on our assurance of salvation. Amen. So we got to let the anointing abide in us, and we have to treasure it because the anointing teaches us all things concerning the will of God. Amen. To be anointed, when the anointing is upon you, you are set apart for a particular work of servicing God. This anointing person, the one that has the anointing on him, belongs to God and not to man. Amen. So I know that I belong to God and not to man. Yes, God gives men and pastors and preachers authority over us, but God has all authority. But all of us belong to God. Amen. And the Lord anoints us for whatever he has called us to do. He puts his anointing upon us to do it. That's why there's no such thing as I can't. It's a such thing as saying I can do all things through Christ because his anointing lives in me. His strength lives in me. His power lives in me. I have the same anointing, that resurrection power. That anointing lives inside my earthen vessel. That anointing is the treasure that's in my earthen vessel that's living inside of me. Amen. So we got to stir the anointing. Amen. So we all know that Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21, now he who established us with you in Christ and has anointed us in God, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our heart as a guarantee. The anointing is a guarantee that he will establish you. Because the Bible says the anointing will carry you through your suffering. He said after you suffer a while, I will strengthen you, I will establish you, and I will settle you. By what? By his empowerment, by his anointing. So we have to treasure this anointing because this anointing has a purpose in our life. What does the call of the anointing does for us as leaders? For us, that is, what purpose does it have for us as leaders? Elders, ministers, lay members, children of God, preachers, pastors, apostles, prophets. Okay, the purpose of God anointing upon our life should be treasured because it is supernaturally enable us as men and women to perform our ministry. Amen. It brings hope. It brings the good news to the afflicted. That's why the Bible says in Isaiah 61, verse 1 through 3, it says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. It is upon me. His anointing is upon me. His anointing is upon you. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the good news unto the poor.
He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and open the prison to those that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. This anointing comforts all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion. It gives unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called the trees of righteousness and the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Amen. So the anointing that God gives us is so that he can be glorified. See, what God does is he anoints us to do what he has called us to do as his servants, in preaching the good news to the poor, in healing the brokenhearted. He sent us to proclaim liberty, amen, and to tell people that Jesus is coming. This anointing that we have should be treasured because there is a purpose for it, and this purpose is to prepare us for his service. This purpose is the anointing. God anoint us and enable us to speak the supernatural words and to perform the supernatural task that he has called us to do. Not only do we speak it, but God's anointing works through us to perform. That's why we can call those things as not as though they are. It's not us calling it, it's the Holy Spirit. It's the anointing that is calling from inside of us to do the task that God has sent us to do. This purpose of God anointing is to supernatural enable us. Well, I ain't able to do this. I beg to differ. The word of God says it enables men and women to perform our ministry. I don't know what your ministry is, but whatever it is, the anointing is in your life, and you should treasure it because you need the anointing. It brings hope and good news to the afflicted. The anointing heals the broken heart. The anointing proclaims liberty to the captive. The anointing sets the prisoner free. The anointing proclaims the acceptable year of the Lord. That is the purpose of the anointing, and you should treasure it because the anointing announced the day of God's vengeance and justice. Amen. And the anointing comforts all who mourn. Amen. The anointing furnished beauty for ashes who have lost it. Amen. Who have lost their way. Come on. The anointing provides happiness and a glad heart. Ain't you glad today that the anointing destroyed the yoke in your life? Ain't you glad today that you are set free and whom the Son set free is free indeed? Ain't you glad that the anointing destroyed the yoke in your life? It provides happiness and a glad heart. Every morning that I get up, I wake up happy. I'm happy in the anointing. Not only did it destroy my yoke, but the anointing goes before me. The anointing works through me. The anointing works for us. The anointing surrounds us. And then a devil in hell power can match the anointing that is upon your life. Amen. The anointing provides and supplies opportunities for us to praise God's name. Amen. God's covenant name. The anointing allows us to know that he is Jehovah Jireh, my provider. He is Jehovah Nisi, my banner. He is Jehovah Shammah, my peace. His covenant name, y'all. He is Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Rophi. He is my shepherd. He is my healer. He is Jehovah Shammah, my abiding presence. Come on. He is Jehovah. And the anointing allows us to stand in his covenant name, to pray his covenant name, to speak his covenant name, to apply his covenant name. In doing this, it glorifies the Lord and not man. Man did not save you. Man did not deliver you. Man did not set you free. Well, somebody came and led me to the Lord. Yeah, but it was the anointing that used him to lead you to the Lord. It is the anointing that destroys the yoke in your life. Amen. So God has a purpose for his anointing in our life. Amen. Well, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. Jesus says it again in Luke 14:18. All through the Bible, there are accounts of how God anointed was present upon everything. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. His anointing is upon me. The anointing was present upon everything. The anointing was present upon Moses. And upon Moses' rod, when Moses stretched out the rod, it swallowed up the snakes of Pharaoh. The anointing was upon Elijah's cloak. And as it was upon Elijah's cloak, it parted to Jordan, and he walked on dry ground. The anointing rested upon Elijah's bones. And when the dead man was thrown into the open tomb, the dead man's eyes. It is a life changing of God. We're dead, but now we are alive today. That's why the Bible said, but ye are a chosen generation, a holy nation, a royal priesthood, that you should show forth the praises of him that has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now I can say, I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. I treasure the anointing because I'm alive today. I almost got killed so many times out there in the world, but the anointing drew me in. The anointing called me out. The anointing set me apart, and that's why I am where I am today. It's not me. I didn't save me. I didn't bring me in, but the anointing. He said, no man coming to me except I draw. The anointing drew me in, and the anointing set me apart. Romans 8, verse 11 says, and if the spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised up Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal body through his spirit who lives in you. What spirit lives in us? The anointing lives in us. We have the anointing in this earthen vessel. We have a hidden treasure on the inside of our earthen vessel. Amen. In the Bible days, they had a clay pot where they would put the manifold, the scripts, the holy word in the clay pot. But now today, God used the vessel. God used us to put his spirit in, to put his word in. We are living epistles read among men. God uses us today. That's why we are earthen vessels. That's why we are hidden treasures. That we have a treasure inside our vessel, my God. I have to take a praise break on that. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And you can do all things through Christ, which gives you the strength, which gives you the power, which gives you the anointing to do it. I can't take all that you take. No, because you ain't anointed to take it. I'm anointed to take it. Everybody is anointed to take whatever God has anointed and ordained them to take. Amen. It ain't me taking it. I'm still standing today because the anointing that is upon my life. Amen. The anointing of God was in the mud that Jesus placed upon the blind man's eyes and upon Peter's handkerchief and apron. This same anointing that resurrected Jesus, that resurrected Lazarus, this same anointing is still at work in our lives today for the furthering of what? His kingdom. That is the purpose of your anointing. You can't hide your anointing. You can't even put a hamper on my anointing. You can't cover my anointing. You can't smother my anointing because God ain't going to let nobody smother your anointing. And God don't want our anointing to be here. Why? Because we got to reach the lost soul. We got to tell them that Jesus can set any captives free. We got to tell those that are bound that Jesus can make you free. We got to tell the drug addict that Jesus can set you free. God gave us the anointing to be commissioned to go out there like he did. Amen? All through the Bible. In Jesus' first sermon, he declared the anointing. In his first sermon, when he first stepped up to the pulpit, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom to the prisoner. That is the purpose of your anointing. You got to keep your anointing. You can't allow the devil to strip you from your anointing. In the Bible, I was reading about Samson, how mighty and powerful, how strong he was. But guess what happened to Samson? He allowed the enemy to strip him from his power. When the anointing was upon Samson, he killed the lion with his bare hands. When the anointing was upon Samson, he destroyed crops. He tied, took some foxes and made torches out of their tails and destroyed a whole crop. When the anointing was upon Satan, upon Samson, he was able to break the rope which the enemy have bound him to. The anointing would break any yoke. The anointing would destroy not just break it, but it will destroy it. When the anointing was upon Samson, he was able to pick up a big gate, a massive gate. When the anointing was upon Samson, he was able to kill thousands of the Philistines, thousands of them. But when he lost his anointing, see, the one thing about the enemy, when he knows that you are anointed by God, when he knows that you have anointing, he comes after your weaknesses. That's why God tells us in the Bible to strengthen your weak area. His weakness was the women. His weakness was the pagan women. He was disobedient to God. And in him being disobedient to God, the anointing left him. But one thing about the anointing is that when it needs you, all you have to do is pray and you can get it back. And that's what Samson did. He prayed out of his weakness and God's power came back in. The anointing came back in. And he killed more dead than when he was living. My God, that's what the anointing would do. But if we be disobedient, and if we devil and dabble with sin, it strips us from our anointing. And when the devil knows what area we are weak in, and he was weak with women, and that's why the Bible says, submit yourself therefore unto God and resist the devil, and he shall flee. He was weak, and the devil kept tempting him. And his life came with warning. It came with destruction because of a lack of discipline. When you have the anointing upon your life, you've got to discipline yourself. You have to pray. You have to fast. You have to steal away time with God. You have to meditate on his word. You have to build yourself up in the Holy Ghost. You have to set time out for you and God. You got to watch where you go. You got to watch what you impartate. You got to watch who be around you. You got to watch where you go. You got to watch what you do. You got to watch what you say when you have the anointing upon your life. Amen. The anointing was upon Jesus' ministry. The anointed brings liberty. It brings healing to those who are brokenhearted. Have you ever been brokenhearted? You know what the anointing did to you. Have you ever been blind? Maybe you're not naturally blind, but spiritually blind. The anointing brought me recovery to my sight. The anointing brings spiritual and physically sight, eyesight. The anointing illuminates. It illuminates God's word to the lost. When you go out there and tell somebody about Jesus, it illuminates his word. Amen. The anointing is the saving power at his right hand. There is nothing too big for God and nothing that he can't change under the power of his anointing. Amen. The anointing of Jesus is in our life. And because the anointing of Jesus is in our life, we should cherish the anointing. In the Bible, the anointing of the Holy Spirit will cause you to stand up against any defense that Satan sends your way. Jesus was able to withstand the evil enemy when he came up against him in the wilderness, and he received power from on high. He was tempted 40 days and 40 nights. Amen. But Jesus was filled in the power of the Holy Ghost. The anointing, Jesus needed the anointing to speak God's word. He needed the anointing against the schemes of the devil. He needed the power of the Holy Spirit. But that's why he said in Acts 1, verse 8, you will receive power after the Holy Spirit come upon you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem, in Judea, and in Samaria, and in the end of the earth. Even the Son of God needed the anointing, and we must follow in his footsteps. If Jesus needed the anointing, we need the anointing. We don't need the person. We need the anointing. We don't need to be appointed by man. We need to be appointed by God, because God wants to use us for his glory. Jesus went through all the times teaching in the synagogue, preaching the good news of the kingdom. Jesus was walking from village to village, proclaiming the good news to the kingdom, to all who will receive it. We got to set our mind on the things that are above and not on the things that are earthly. Jesus came to build the bridge between God and man. And today, we have to build that same bridge. We have to go out there and get the lost. We got to tell people how Jesus died on the cross of Calvary. We have to snatch people out of hell and get them into heaven. The message of the cross never changed. curse, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world can be saved. That's why the anointing is upon your life, so you can tell somebody there is a Savior. If you're in the need of being saved, Jesus is the answer. Your anointing ain't for you to preach to one another. Your anointing is for you to come out of church and get out those four walls and take it down there where they're lost. Take it to the park. Take it to the streets. That's why we have the anointing. And our anointing that is upon us can destroy any yoke. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have an anointing upon our life, and our anointing is appointed for this time. People's hearts are out there hurting. People are hurting. People want to be changed. And we have this anointing in us. We have this anointing upon us, and they're waiting to be set free. That's why Jesus said that it will set the captives free. Amen. All we need to do is submit ourselves to God and resist the devil so he can flee. The anointing of Jesus will set you free from any error in your life that you are bound. Amen. It's not nothing that the yoke can destroy. The anointing cannot destroy. Amen. Jesus walked from village to village, healing sicknesses and disease. He went through Galilee preaching the good news. In Matthew 4:23, diseases and sickness was healed. He had a ministry of a true ministry. A true ministry is a ministry of the anointing that is upon it. Amen. And people long today to see something real. People are tired of phoniness, tired of chameleon Christians, tired of one foot in the world, one foot in God. Come on, we have to show them that the anointing that Christ that lives in us is real. Amen. They need to see some faithful. The anointing will cause you to be faithful. They need to see us out there telling people about Jesus. We need to preach it from the pulpit that it's life-changing, healing message that Jesus gave us on the inside. We're not just speaking words that hit the ground. We're speaking words that bring deliverance. That's why he said the Spirit of the Lord, Sovereign Lord, is upon me. He's not only upon you, but he's upon me. Come on, and set the captives free and release us from darkness. Deliverance. People are out there that need to be rescued from bondage. People are out there in danger. People are out there where the devil got them held captive. But we have that anointing. We have that anointing that takes people out of their captivity. That's why we are chosen to go out there and call people out of darkness into his marvelous light. The anointing calls people to be free. Don't you want people to enjoy the same freedom you have? My God, I woke up this morning free, dancing in the spirit this morning, because God has healed my broken heart. God has released me from my oppression. When I wasn't sad, I was oppressed by the enemy. I was hurting. I was out there hurting. I had a broken heart. I was wounded. I was in bondage. But when Jesus came in and set me free, oh, my God, the oppression is lifted off of me. Now I can praise God. Now I thank God that I am free today because he has healed my broken heart. The anointing will heal the broken heart. Amen. The anointing, we must treasure the anointing in our life. Amen. We must treasure the anointing in our life. The anointing will set the captives free. Amen. I want to talk about Moses and the children of Israel. Moses, he came up with all kind of excuses. When God called Moses, Moses means drawn out. God anointing set Moses apart. God anointing has set you apart. So in the Bible it says in chapter 3, now Moses was tending his flock. He was doing his everyday thing that he normally do. How many of us know that we was doing our everyday thing that we normally do? And God called us. Amen. And God called Moses. He was in the desert. We was in the desert. We was in our dry place. And God called us out of our wilderness. God called us out of our desert. And he came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him. I'm in Exodus the third chapter, to him in a flame of fire from the midst of the bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning fire, but the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why this bush does not burn. So when the Lord saw that he turned aside, the little God called him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he answered him, here I am. He said to him, do not draw near the place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. Don't you know when you go out there in the world and you go out there to reach somebody, you are standing on holy ground. God has anointed you, and you can't give the devil no ground because you are standing on holy ground. That's why you say, everywhere you tread the sole of your feet, I will give you that land. I will give it to you. We got to go out there, and we got to go on the devil's territory and let that ground become holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And he told him, he said, and the Lord said, I have surely seeing the oppression of my people. People are out there oppressed, and God sees the oppression of his people. So when are you going to take your anointed self with the anointing inside of you and go out there and set the captives free? He said, my people who are in Egypt, we know Egypt represents the world. We know the world is called Egypt. And he said, and I have heard their cry because of their taskmaster, for I know their souls. People out there in the world are hurting. They're crying out to God. They're crying out for an answer. And God said, I hear their cry, but I want you to hear the cry of my people. You got to get in God's presence. You got to pray so you can hear the cry in your territory, hear the cry in your neighborhood. Amen. So he said, so I have come down to deliver. When you go to that territory, you're not going just to be looking. God is sending you there because he wants to deliver the captives. He wants to set the captives free. He said, then I have called them out of, he said, so I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up from the land with good large land flowing with milk and honey. I want to get them people out of the world and bring them into my church and bring them into the sanctuary. I want them to see the land flowing with milk and honey. It's just a representation of flowing with blessings. Right now, there's cursing out there. God wants to go get them and let them see the blessings of God. Amen. And he said, I want to bring them up from the land of good and large and flowing with milk and honey to place the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hittites and the Jebusites. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen their oppression, which the Egyptians have oppressed them. The devil is out there oppressing people. The devil is out there running rapid, but we have the anointing that will destroy the yoke. He said, come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of the world, out of Egypt. Amen. God wants to use us to bring people out of the world. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out? God is calling you to go out there into the world to bring those lost souls out of Egypt. And the first thing you say is, who am I? I ain't nobody. No, you're somebody. When you're housing the anointing, you're somebody. You're more than a conqueror. You house the anointing. You treasure your anointing. You are somebody. I wasn't nothing at first, but now I'm somebody in Christ Jesus. And I have the power. Luke 10:19 says, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. The Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down the strongholds, casting down imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ, and having the readiness to revenge all disobedience when our obedience is fulfilled. God wants to send you out there to bring his people from Egypt, from the world, into the blessings. Amen. And you have the anointing, and the anointing lives inside of you. So Moses said, God said, I will certainly be with you, and this shall be a sign to you, that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, we shall serve God on the mountain. God wants you to know that when you go out there to witness, he is with you. Amen. Then Moses said to God, indeed, when I come to the children of Israel, they will say to the God of your father, has sent me to you. And they say to me, what is his name? What shall I say? And God said, Moses, I am who I am. He said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am, has sent me. Moreover, God said to Moses, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, the Lord God, your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. Come on. This is what I'm saying to you. The God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, the God of Israel, the God that's the same yesterday, today, forevermore, the same God that was in the Bible days is with you. He never will leave you. He never will forsake you. Then the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham and Isaac. So he told him, he said, I want you to go out there and I want you to tell them that I am sent me. God wants to send us as vessels. He wants to bring, send us out there to bring why? Why? What's the purpose of the anointing? The anointing is to bring people out of their affliction. The Bible said that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers out of them all. When God brought you out of your affliction, he wants you to go out there and get somebody else out of their affliction. Amen. And God wants to bring them to the blessing, the land flowing with milk and honey. Now all God wants us to do is be a vessel that is willing to open up our mouth and know that the Spirit of the Lord God is upon you, for he has anointed you to preach the good news unto the meek. Amen. He has sent you to bind up the brokenhearted. Amen. And I close with 2 Corinthians. Chapter 4, verse 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, 8 through 10. It says, but Christ Jesus the Lord, I shall, your servants, for Jesus' sake, for God who has commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give us the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency and of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. This is Paul speaking. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always stand about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, that his life also of Jesus might be manifested in our body. Yeah, we be troubled. Yeah, we are heart-pressed. We are troubled on the outside and on the inside, but it is the anointing that keeps us through this trouble. Yeah, we are perplexed. Yeah, sometimes it feels that we are lost and can't find our way, but it is the anointing that shows us the way. Yeah, sometimes we may be in despair, meaning lost as a believer. We all face trials, but we must remember God controls our trials, and God will use the trials to strengthen us. Come on. We all know that we are a broken vessel. This is Paul saying that God's glory wanted to be manifested through our broken vessel. God wants us to endure trials. God wants us to endure hardship. Why? Because he wants to show that his anointing through us can carry us through any pain, through any hardship. He said we are persecuted. Yeah, somebody always persecuting us, but you're still here and you're still standing. Paul said, I'm not forsaken by the Lord. He said, I've been struck down. He said, I've been stoned. He said, I even almost died. And I almost was killed, but the anointing resurrected him. Come on. We have that resurrecting power inside of us. We must treasure the anointing in our life, God, to preach the good news to those that are lost, because the anointing breaks every chain. The anointing destroys every yoke, and God wants to use his anointing through us. That's why Jesus was created, to destroy the works of the devil. Why are you anointed? Why is your anointed in your life? So you can destroy the works of the devil. Amen. God bless you. I pray that you will treasure your anointing and that you will be able, willing to participate and the suffering of Christ. Because as you suffer, as he suffered, you suffer. As he ran, you ran. Let the anointing carry you through your hardship. And get out there and tell somebody that the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. For he has anointed me to preach the good news to those that are out there lost and bound. Treasure your anointing. Don't allow the enemy to tamper with your anointing. Treasure your anointing. Your anointing has a purpose, and that purpose is to reach the lost soul. Amen.
Amen, amen. What can you say? That was a word. Ooh, that was anointed word. We have quite a few callers on the line now, so I won't take up much time. I want to go to your response or whichever way the Lord leads you to say. We have quite a few that I don't know the numbers, so we're going to try and go to them first and see. Okay, here we're going. That was a blessed word, Pastor Martin.
To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen. There's so many 415s. Okay, let's do it like this up the top. Okay, 510-0893.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Who is this? To my godmother, Pastor Martin, to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. That was an anointing word, and I just thank God for his anointing and his Holy Spirit, because when she said the anointing strengthens us, she's so true. We find peace and joy in our anointing, and that is so true, because I deal with depression, and yesterday I was feeling bad, feeling down, feeling depressed, but glory be to God today. I was at work, didn't feel like getting up, going to work this morning, and I was at work doing my job, and I just had to shout out and give God praise and a hallelujah. I got some bad news on Facebook that somebody that I know passed away, and I was just praising God because that could have been me. And God is just good. So that word was definitely an anointing word, and it really just filled my spirit. Amen. God bless you, Pastor B, and all of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ.
Praise the Lord. That was your goddaughter, Pastor Martin.
Yeah, my name is Sparkle. Sorry. My name is Sparkle.
Oh, Sparkle. Okay, that's a blessing. Did you have anything you want to say, Pastor Martin, and I go to the next caller?
No.
Okay.
God bless you, Sparkle. I love you, and be encouraged in the Lord.
I love you, too. I love you, too. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thanks so much for tuning in. We have a lot of calls. Be patient with us, and it's a lot of numbers that I don't know seem new. Okay, then we're going to 619-4962.
Hello?
Yes, 619.
Mm-hmm. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Who are we speaking to?
My name is Dorian.
Okay.
And I'm calling because Pastor Beattie has been one of the most influential people in my life in the last 2 years. And I just wanted to call in and say that I loved her and to keep up everything that she's doing and that God definitely has a plan for her ministry.
Amen. God bless you and I love you.
All right.
Okay, God bless. Thank you for calling in. Tune in anytime you want, Monday to Friday, 1 p.m. We're on the line. Okay, I see your daughter. We have to go. We're going to go to a few of them, but we have a lot of unknown numbers here. Please be patient with us. Okay, we're going to 41 area code 415-6661. Area code 415-6661. Okay, maybe we're having some trouble. Maybe we can get back to you later on. God bless for calling in. Okay, we're going to 415-5080. Okay, thank you so much for calling in. You can tune in any Monday through Friday. Okay, we're going to 510-2461. We can't hear you. Okay, thank you very much. We'll try to get back to you. Mother Charity.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
And today, amen, I certainly did enjoy her, the woman of God bringing forth the word about the anointing. Praise the Lord. Certainly we have to have that anointing because we can do nothing for God without the anointing, because that's where our power is in the anointing of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus today. Yeah, right. And so I just thank the Lord, amen, for the anointing today. Glory to God, amen, and I praise the Lord for the words of God, for his, for the words of life today, in Jesus' name. Y'all continue to pray for us, and God bless all of you. Bye-bye.
God bless you, Mother Charity. We're going to Sister Leslie, her daughter.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hello, this is Sister Leslie Priest, giving honor to God, giving honor to everyone in their respectful places that they have been called by God. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes. Okay. The word was a blessing to me. It was my pastor who gave the word and also my mother. I'm just glad for what God is doing through her in her life, because I know that it's her prayers and it's her praying and her anointing that flows down. It just flows down, and I know that it's flowing down to me because my life is being changed daily just from receiving the word and learning about the anointing is just giving revelation on my life, understanding why we press as hard as we do. You know, the anointing has changed my life because the sins that I was comfortable in doing became uncomfortable, became unbearable. I just would cry out to God in the midst of it. And I know it's that anointing and the calling that has been placed upon my life, which has also been placed upon my mother because it runs down. So I'm thankful, and I will begin to treasure the anointing instead of question what's taking place, questioning everything. I've just been questioning, well, why is this? Well, why is God doing this? Well, why do I feel this way? Well, why? I'm not going to question. I'm just going to treasure it, and I'm going to move and flow in the direction that God has me flowing in, and I just want to encourage everyone to do the same. Just tap into that anointing, and I'm just grateful for the word that was received on today. I don't want to over-preach it or speak it. It's sitting heavy in my spirit. And I'm just going to meditate on that, and I'm thankful. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
You have a blessed day, too, Leslie.
Amen. I love you, daughter. Love you.
I love you, too.
Okay. God bless. We're going to quite a few was on, and we have less now. Sister T.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just want to give honor to God and give honor to Evangelist Bernard in her absence, and we're definitely praying for her health right now. And I just want to thank God for all that he's doing I thank God for the word that came forth from today. I thank God to hear your voice, Mother Ruby. We really did miss you. And I thank God for my pastor, Pastor Beatrice Martin. I just want to say that I know the words that she spoke today about treasuring the anointing truly came from her heart. I know that because I know I conversate with her all the time. I know that she is truly an anointed woman of God. I know that she truly loves God's people. And I know that I know my life wouldn't even be what it is now if it wasn't for her prayers, for her encouragement. And, I mean, you know, we should give our flowers now to people before, you know, something happened. Let them know how their life has inspired us. You know, I thank God for the anointing that God has placed on my life. I see how he's moving things out of my way. And I do treasure it. I know it's something that, you know, you have to get used to because, you know, you wonder why people don't treat you the same because there is an anointing on your life. And people sometimes will try to pull on that, you know. And if you are a sweet person, sometimes people will take your kindness for weakness. But I just thank God that that he placed Pastor Martin in my life. I know there is a need and a call in my life. I know indeed. God bless you. Even right now, I'm ministering to people. So I just thank God that I do treasure the anointing that God has placed on my life. And I just see the ministry being taken to another place, you know, because it's all about Jesus. But I just thank God for this broadcast because if God hadn't strategically placed these beautiful women of God in my life, I would not be the person that I am today. So I thank God for New Destiny Ministries. I thank God for the founder, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and to you, Mother Ruby, and all the people that come on this line, but especially to my pastor, Pastor Beatrice Martin. We just want you to know that your labor of love is not in vain. All the times that you have reached out to people and helped people and taken people in your home, I mean, your life truly exemplifies what a woman of God is, what a Proverbs 31 woman is. And I thank God because the anointing does flow off of you. And, you know, I thank God for the God that's in you. So continue to pray my strength in the Lord. I just want to let you know that me and my family, we love you and your family from the bottom and the top of our heart. And we know that God is taking you to another place. And as you follow Christ, we will follow you. So God bless you.
Amen. I love you. God be your glory.
Amen. We're on to Sister Dawn. Sister Dawn. Okay, she can't talk now. We're going back to a 415 number. Quite a few had to leave off. 415-5080. Okay, I say it again. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're on the broadcast Monday through Friday, 1 o'clock Pacific time. God bless you. Okay, well, I think we got everybody that's on the line.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Martin, that was a blessing. You know, all week long they came by as the Lord led them and gave them different things. But you went into what is the anointing and why do you need to use the anointing and I mean, why does the Lord give you that anointing? And it is to go out there and witness and bring souls in and whatever ministry he gives you to anoint to do the work of the ministry. So it was this truly anointed and blessed of the Lord where you took us from the beginning all the way to Moses and sin and Egypt. And I mean, it just touched my heart. And I said, Lord, I just thank you for the word and the message and that's about it. It's just been a blessing.
Amen.
God bless. We have gotten everybody. We're early going in. Pastor Martin, I'd like for you to pray for maybe anybody else would you be mine if anybody else has a prayer request on the line? I can open and see whether they do.
Go ahead. I'm mine.
Okay. Mother Charity say pray for them, and she's there. You heard us say that.
Yeah.
Okay. We have a new number just popped up. I think it was on before. Let me call them. 937-2839.
You got it.
I got it, huh? Who are we speaking to?
Yeah, this is Richard. How you doing?
Oh, bless. Oh, are you in the chat room?
I'm in the chat room, but I just ain't on my signature. It wouldn't let me sign in.
Well, anyway, we're glad you came on the line. You heard the message. Do you have a comment?
Yeah, I heard the message, and we got to try to clarify the anointing from blessings and all, because the anointing is the word of God. When you get anointed
mm-hmm.
with the word of God, he anoints you himself. He says, my covenant with them, I'll write my law in their mind and in their heart. And when you hear law, that's another word for word. I mean, that's what the word is, because if you ever read any of the Old Testament, you might find where Hezekiah or different ones found the law. They read it, or they called it the law because it was really the word of God. And they would find it every so often, and they'd read it, and they'd rip their clothes up, and they'd be sorry for what all they've been through and try to do right for a little while longer. But what we got to realize is that to be anointed is to be chosen by God to go out to in the world to share his word and his truth. And to truly be anointed, you got to be giving the truth out. And the only way that you're going to do that is to go to his word, and then when you focus your eyes on his word, he's going to write it in your heart, and he's going to write it in your mind, and it's going to be just like a multiplication table. But the only thing is, you got to love him enough to go to that word. But see, most of the time in people's lives, they don't care about their own self like they do other people's stuff. Like I might smoke cigarettes, and I might see somebody else smoking cigarettes, and I might be choking my lungs out, but I'll be telling them, you ought to be saving yourself your lungs, even though I continue to do it. Or I might even be quit, but I can help somebody, and I want to do it for them more than I do it for myself. So God, he made us that way, so that when we get this desire and we say, oh, Lord, give me the desire to know your word, and he'll say, well, you say you want to know it, but why you want to know it? Because a lot of people want to know it just for what they can get from it. And he don't want to give you nothing for when you just being selfish. He wants you to be willing to give for others. And since we're made to where we want to help somebody else more than ourselves, he says, hey, come on in here and see what you can find to help other people. And that's why Jesus said in Matthew 13:52 that a man that's like that is like a scribe. And he's like a man that lives in a household, and he goes in and he brings out new and old treasure, because he's doing it for his brother, and he's not doing it just for himself.
Yeah,
and that's where 1 Corinthians 10:24 comes in, where he says that a man works for another man's wealth and not his own. And Philippians 2:4, where it says, hey, think about another man's problems, but don't be just thinking about your own. And old Cain, he knew it. He said, am I my brother's keeper?
Father said, yep. You have been blessed. You blessed us with the word. Did you have anything you want to say to Pastor Martin, or you heard her bring the word?
Well, I just want to say what I'm saying to Pastor Martin and everybody here. You know, just like Moses or just like Paul said, hey, I baptized some, Apollos. Actually, Paul didn't baptize too many at all. He didn't have a baptismal ministry. But he did say, some of you people want to say you're of Apollo, and some want to say you're of Paul, and some of you want to say you're for Peter. But this ain't got nothing to do with men.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to do with God. It ain't got to do with who's giving the word. It's the word that's mattering. And so, but either way, a live line, and for the word of God, that's what the whole purpose is.
That's right.
To learn
Amen.
That the anointing
yep.
is when you go to God yourself out of your own love because you want to know him. And then, like I say, it's not out of reward. He'll usually have to beat you down because he says, I've chosen you out of the furnace of affliction, Isaiah 48:10. And so he does. He beats you down. He allows you to do what you want to do until you finally get beat down to you where you turn to him. And when you do, you like Jeremiah 31:19, and then I was confused and I was confounded and I smote my thigh. But I was ready for instruction. So if you want to get anointed, if you really, really, really want to be anointed and not be just running around here and acting like, oh, I got this special blessing like all these people want to do with the tongues and all that, you go get the Word of God and you let him anoint you, because he will. That's how you get anointed.
Well,
it ain't got nothing to do with...
We just thank
go
you
ahead.
for your input today. And where you are from, Richard, you never said.
Well,
area?
I am from right now. I live in the Midwest, up in Ohio.
Oh, Ohio. So. Okay, then. Well, we thank you so very much for tuning in, and we thank you so much for your comments.
Well, I enjoy listening to it. I love to listen to the Word of God, but I like to also put in my 2 cents worth when I know what I'm talking about. You get me?
Yeah, we'll
but anyway, y'all.
We only have a
y'all
few.
Y'all be blessed.
Few
I know
minutes.
You do. I'm going to get off
more.
Of here now.
So we thank you so much for coming on. And please come on again.
Well, you're very welcome.
Okay, then. God bless.
Yeah, just have a little bit of delay. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
God bless you. So we're going back to Pastor Martin.
Amen.
Amen.
We just need to remember that we need to remember to treasure our anointing, because the anointing that is upon our life has a purpose. And if we use it for any other purpose than that, for greed, for money, or just to be seen, I mean, the anointing is that God has given us is to reach the lost soul and to lay hands and set the captives free. The anointing is a deliverance ministry that we have inside of us, the same anointing that Jesus had that was upon him, that he passed down to the disciples, and that he passed down to us as children of God. You know, the anointing to those, I just want to say to anybody on this line that is brokenhearted, you know, the anointing will heal your broken heart. And it's simply just by giving Jesus Christ your life and allowing him to come into your life and allow the anointing to teach you how to live holy, to teach you how to live. The anointing is just simply the Holy Ghost. Without it, you can do nothing. So we need to remember what the purpose of it is for, and the purpose is so we can reach the lost at any cost. And I thank God for the anointing that is upon each and everyone's life that is on this line, and for the anointing that is upon Evangelist Adrian Bernard's line, and upon everyone's life that is upon this line. Keep using your anointing to reach the lost souls. Amen. Because
Amen.
The anointing will set the captives free. It will bring people out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. Same thing the anointing did in your life, destroy the yoke. We got to go and tell somebody so the anointing can destroy the yoke in anybody else's life.
Amen. Well, we're going to open it to see if somebody want prayer and a request for prayer for Evangelist Bernard.
Yes.
And you said it would be fine. But Mother Charity say just pray for them. You know, she's over in Denver. Mother Charity, and then I'm going to... We open the line just to see if you want prayer. Sister Leslie?
Yes, I would like prayer. I would like prayer to remain grounded and continue to press into God on my own, as the gentleman who spoke made mention of. You know, it's easy to always go to someone else for a word, always, you know, look to others to give you a word, but I believe that is important for us to continue to seek God's face on our own and in our own time, and even meditate on what was given today. Go back on our own and read it and see what else, you know, God has for us in that word. So my prayer request is just for us all, for everyone on the line, to just have that fire and hunger and desire to just get in God's presence on their own.
Okay, God bless. We're going to Sister T. Sister T?
Yes,
You have a prayer request? Okay. Okay, then, and pray for Vance Bernard, like I said. I think everybody else is. And Mother Charity, everybody that was on the line, that was all prayer. Pastor Martin.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come before your throne of grace on today. You said, well, any two or three are gathered together, you are in the midst of us. Father, you said, is there anything too hard for God? You said, with man it is impossible. With God, all things are possible. Father, you said, now faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You said, we can look unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith. You said, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, and we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. You said, if we cast all our cares upon you, you care for us. So, Father, I pray for the peace in the midst of anybody's situation and circumstances, because you are our peace, Jehovah Shalom, that has broken down every wall. You are our peace that surpasses all understanding, that keep our heart and mind through Christ Jesus. You said you will give us peace, not as the world gives, but the peace that you give. Father, I just thank and I praise you on today. Father God, I pray for Mother Charity. David said, I've been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Father God, and you are the God that will meet all her needs according to your riches and glory, because you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that she can even ask a thing. Father God, we lift up the woman of God to you, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. Father, we ask that you would touch it from the crown of your head, her head, to the sole of her feet. We plead the blood of Jesus over her life and over her situation. Father God, we pray that you would strengthen the inner man. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you will make her above and not beneath. You make her the head and not the tail. You give her the lend and not borrow. That you would open up the floodgates of heaven and pour out your blessings upon her. Father, we pray Psalms 91 over her, that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. God, I pray Psalms 46 over her. God, you be her refuge and her strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not she fear, though the earth be removed and the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the water world thereof be troubled and the mountains shake with swelling thereof. There is a river of stream weather shall make glad the city of God, the holy place, the tabernacle of the Most High God. God, you are in the midst of her, and she shall not be moved, and you shall help her that right and early. The healing raised, the kingdom was moved. You uttered your voice, and the earth was melted. Lord of hosts, you are with her. The God of Jacob is her refuge. You said, come and behold the works of the Lord and what desolation you have made in the earth. You maketh the wars of seas from the ends of the earth. You breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear asunder. You said, you burneth the chariot in the fire. You said, be still and know that I am God, for I will be exalted among the heathen, and I will be exalted among her. The Lord of hosts is with her. The God of Jacob is her refuge. You said, lift up your head, O ye gate, be ye lifted up, ye everlasting door. Father, we know that where she's at in Louisiana, that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For you have founded it upon the seas and established upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, he shall receive the blessings of the Lord and the righteousness from the God of her salvation. This is the generation that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob Selah. Lift up your head, O ye gates. Be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O ye gates. Be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of you are her King of glory. As she continue to lift her eyes into the hills from which cometh her help. Her help cometh from the Lord which made the heavens and earth. God, we all lift our eyes into you from which cometh our help. Because our help cometh from you which made the heavens and the earth. I pray that you will not suffer our feet to be moved. Because he that keepeth Israel shall neither suffer the sleep. Lord, you are our keeper. You are our shade upon our right hand. And the sun shall not smite us by day nor the moon by night. You shall preserve our soul from all evil. You shall preserve our going on, our coming in, and
this time forth, even forevermore. God, I thank you for being a 24-hour watch, God. Father, I pray for my daughter that you be a lamp unto her feet and a light unto her path. Father, I pray that she would hide her word in your heart so that she won't sin against you. Father, I pray that she will read your word. You said this book of the law should not depart out of our mouth, but we shall meditate therein day and night. Then shall we have good success. Then shall we be prosperous. Father, I pray that you would order her steps in your word, that you would go before and make every crooked place straight and every rough edge smooth. Father, you said that if we call unto you, you will answer us and show us great and mighty things which we know is not. I pray for Sister Ruben. I pray for everybody that's on the line, those that are present and not present. Father, you said, is there anything too hard for God? Father, we're touching and agreeing, Father God, and we believe in you for miracles, Father, and that we will treasure the anointing that is upon our life, that we will remember that there is a purpose in your anointing, that it is the anointing that will teach us all things, that we can come boldly to the throne of grace, that we can cry out to you and you will answer us. You said you will never leave us nor forsake us. Now, Lord, I pray that you will be our shepherd. Lord, you are our shepherd and we shall not want. You make it to lie down in green pastures. You lead her beside the feet of water. You restore her soul. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadows of death, that we won't fear no evil, for you are with us. Your rod, your staff, the same rod that was with Moses, you are with us. The rod is just a symbol of your power. Your power, the anointing is on the inside of us. Father God, we thank you that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Father, I pray that you would stir up the gifts on the inside of us. Father, that when we leave this line, we will never be the same, and that we will treasure what treasures us. You said we are hidden treasures, and you have called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. Father, I pray, God, that our steps will be ordered by you. I pray that you will strengthen those that are weak, because you said even in your weakness, our strength is made perfect. Father, I pray that though the outward man perish, our inward man be new day by day, because you said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is made brand new. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become brand new. I pray today when we get off this line that you would take us to another level of your anointing, that you would take us to higher heights and deeper depths, and that we would separate us from your love, and that we will be strong and even in the power of your might, in the power of your anointing, that we will put on the whole armor, God, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. But we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against spiritual weakness and high places. You said, wherefore, take unto us the whole armor of God, that we may be able to withstand in the evil day of standing, and having done all to stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, having on a breastplate of righteousness, and our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You said, above all, take unto you the shield of faith, wherewith we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And you said to pray always with all prayer. You said to take up yours the helmet of salvation, and to pray with all prayer in the spirit, watching over you and all perseverance for all things. God, we thank you. God, we give you the glory. God, we give you the honor. God, we give you the praise. We thank you for saving us and setting us free. God, let us be a testimony. Let us be a light, because you said in your word, ye on the salt of the earth, let the salt lose its savor, wherewith shall it be salted. It is therefore good for nothing to be cast out and trodden under foot of men. You also said that ye are the light of the world, a city that sitteth on the hill, that cannot be hidden, that they don't allow the enemy to hide their anointing, that they don't allow the enemy to smother their anointing. We cannot be hidden, oh God. You said to put our light upon a candlestick and to give a light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine. Let your anointing so shine that men may see his good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. God, illuminate us today. God, let your anointing rest upon everything that we go and put our hands to do. Your anointing brings favor. Your anointing gives us power. Your anointing brings deliverance, oh God. Your anointing that is upon us, oh God. We thank you for the anointing that destroyed the yoke. And you said upon this rock you will build your church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We give you the glory, God. We stand on your word. We give you the honor. We call unto you because we steal this prayer, Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things we know it's not, God, we thank you. For our later days will be greater than our former days. In Jesus' name, we decree and we declare it to be so. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ooh, that was a prayer. Y'all could all be here. Y'all lives were open for a minute. Ooh, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Ooh,
thank you, Lord.
Good. Hallelujah.
I'm separated.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless your name. We give you the glory, honor, and praise.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We worship the Lord.
From the love of Christ, our tribulation, our distress, our persecution, our famine, and sickness. And it was written for our sake. We are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the flesh. We can do all these things. We are more than conquerors through him that loves us. For we are persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angel, nor principality, nor thing present, nor thing to come, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love which is in Christ Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. We give you the glory.
Yes,
God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God, we magnify your name. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my heart. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The heart shall hear there and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. We sought the Lord and he heard us and delivered us out of all our fears. We looked up to him and were enlightened and our faces were not ashamed. Oh, we glory and life through that suffering. So that you see the Lord shall not want
anything.
When your children are come to me and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he to desire by the love of many days and whom is he good? Keep that tongue from evil now. Listen, speak and go. Depart from evil, do good, seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous and his ear to open to his cry. The Lord is mine to be the middle of a broken heart and save us to be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers out of them all. He keeps all of our
yes.
bones
yes,
now. Evil shall slay the wicked, but they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. God has not left us desolated. Hallelujah. God is
Hallelujah.
With us. He said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. God is going before us and making every crooked place straight and every rough edge move. God is saying, stepping out of this month into next month, that he's going to make us above and not beneath, that he's going to make us head and tail, that he's going to give us to lean and not burn. I hear the Lord saying, increase. God said he's going to
yes,
show
Jesus.
The mighty on those that have been faithful.
Hallelujah.
Him. To those that know what the purpose and the treasure in their anointing, God said, because you have treasured your anointing, I'm getting ready to treasure you. I'm getting ready to bless you. I hear the Lord saying out today that next month is the month of miracles and things are going to begin to change. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, I hear the Lord saying that get ready for your blessings. Get ready because your blessings are getting ready to overshadow you. Your blessings are getting ready to overtake you. You've been waiting, you've been waiting, you've been saying, when, Lord, God said you're his blessings is on the way. Next month is your hallelujah. Next month is the month of blessings for all those that are treasured the anointing. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Woo.
Jesus.
Jesus. The Lord, and he is a healer of a broken heart. Somebody been wounded and broken heart about things that have happened years and years ago. God's saying next month, God is saying he's working with you right now. God is saying that you'll never be the same. The anointing is coming to take you to a whole nother level. God had to allow you to go through this just so you could bring somebody out. God said, I'm taking your pain and I'm turning it into power. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God says, I'm going to use it for my glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Fear thou not, for for I am with thee. I will help thee and strengthen you. I will uphold you with the righteousness of my right hand, says the Lord. At my right hand is power. At my right hand is healing. At my right hand is judgment. At my right hand is mercy and grace, says the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Don't be dismayed. Don't be dismayed. Don't be dismayed. Cast all your cares upon me, for I care. I care. When it seems like no one else cares, when you don't even care, when you just stop caring, God says, I care. Hallelujah. God said, I care for you. I care for you. I care for you. God said, you are not forgotten. You are not forgotten. He has not forgotten you. Oh, hallelujah. Others have forgotten you. You may feel forgotten, but God said, I have not abandoned you. I have not forgotten you. Amen.
Amen. Ooh, amen. That was the word. Ooh, thank you so much for the prayer, for the blessing. We had a new number come on. I don't know. 209-50. Is that 87?
Hello.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. This is Reverend Janice Ivy Smith with K-Time Ministries.
Oh, Ivy, God bless. You just came. Oh, yeah, okay. God bless.
How are you?
Oh, bless yourself, Pastor Ivy.
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I had gotten a message from Sister Bernard, Evangelist Bernard, so I thought I'd call in. Unfortunately, I missed Minister Democrat, so I'm sorry for that. I was real involved with different things today. It's been a busy day, but I praise God.
Oh, Pastor Martin preached the word. You know, you met her at the celebration for the going away of Evangelist Bernard.
Oh, yes, but I thought today that you were going to have Minister Democrat.
He was on Wednesday and Thursday.
Ah, that's what I missed. I misread it then. Okay. Well, I missed everything. I pray that you continue to do well and feel good, and we'll be ready for the coming of the Lord because he certainly comes.
Amen.
So I'll let you go here. I'll say Maranatha to you.
Okay, God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's smart. Don't be just said that it came on late. But God bless you for coming on, Pastor Ivory. It was a blessing. We just thank the Lord for Pastor Martin and the prayer and the word today. It was just anointed from heaven above. What can you say? But Lord, get right. Get right with Jesus for me. Get right and do the will. And like we said, read the word for yourself and seek the Lord. And it was just anointed.
Amen.
And we had about, y'all lines are open, I guess. You had about 20, 21 callers. And the one that's in the chat room, he came on the line, I think it's Robert F. And it's just been a blessing to me. And we thank the Lord for your prayer for Evangelist Bernard. We know the Lord is going to bring her back up and be back on this broadcast. But we just thank each and everybody for the support and praying for and coming on this broadcast. The Lord is in y'all path on this broadcast, godly men and women of the Lord. He's sending the rhema word from heaven down on this earth for his royal family. So with that, we just thank one of y'all. Your lines are open, so I guess it's that it comes on. We thank each and every one of y'all for coming on and being so thoughtful and kind and coming on each and every day to support the broadcast. We just thank the Lord for you. And Pastor Martin, you just the Lord just used you mightily. And your daughter. It's something when you get a daughter and mother team on. That's in the same ministry. So you raise the daughter so she know about you. So Leslie on here praising the Lord and thanking God for you and calling her her pastor. So you know that means a lot, especially when you're the mother.
Amen.
So with that, I guess we're going to leave off early. Pastor Martin, if you can close us out.
Father, we just thank you for this blessed day on today. Father, we just give you all the glory and honor for the words that went forth, for the prayer that went forth, for the broadcast station. And we thank you for Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I thank you for Evangelist Ruby. I thank you, Father God,
for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, and that we remember to give thanks in all things. And we thank you today, and we give you the glory and the honor and praise. And we say in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much. Close the lines out because it's a little steady, but we're going to close out this early, so we're just going to go on. And you know what, ever since this week, I'm at peace, so I'm going to hit peace.
Your hands on me, and now, oh, oh, Lord, you came and laid your hands on me, and now I can see my storm has moved away. Can you put your storm right now? My storm has moved away. I'm at peace. Come on, you ought to lift your hands and thank Him for peace. Even though I remember the day, Lord, I remember the moment, Lord, you came and laid your hands on me, and now, oh, 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 Lord, you died for me on Calvary, and now I can see my storm has moved away. Came and laid your hands on me, and now I can see clearly now the rain is gone. You came and laid your hands on me, and now it'll be all over in the morning. You came and laid your hand on me, and now I can see my storm has moved away.
Praise the Lord. I'm at peace by Vicki Young. Brought us back to peace. We thank y'all so much for tuning in and being faithful and coming on the broadcast all weekend. And we'll see you. We have early morning Sunday prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time. And if not, we'll see you Monday afternoon at 1 p.m. God bless everybody. Thank you for tuning in. God bless. We're going to close out.